Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Mann. This is Beyond Conventional Medical Thinking. Our topic for today is the dangerous overestimation of blood pressure. And I'm going to be talking about one specific aspect of blood pressure measurement that patients are unaware of, doctors are unaware of, because of overestimation of blood pressure with negative consequences and serious consequences. There are many aspects to the accuracy of blood pressure measurement, but I'm going to focus on one thing in particular. So, here's a story. As a physician, you see patients, you give them medication or whatever, and they come. And when I see them in my office, they tell me that they measured their pressure at home on the medication and their pressure is still 170. I measure it in my office and it's 145. That's still higher than I would want, but nowhere near as high as they're getting at home. So my first thought, and this is the opposite of white coat hypertension, where pressure is higher in the doctor's office when people are nervous and lower at home. This is the opposite. So what I would normally do is, my assumption was their machine, their home blood pressure monitor might be inaccurate. Bring it in next time. Let's compare it. So they bring it in the next time. And I think a lot of doctors do this. They ask the patient to bring in the monitor. And they bring it in. I measure the pressure. And they get 170 on theirs, and I get 145, 150 on mine. And I tell them that theirs is inaccurate and they should buy another one to replace it. And I think almost every doctor does exactly this. It makes sense. And I did that for years. And then finally, one day, I tried an experiment. And again, I talk about the N of one experiment where the patient in your room is the one you're going to do the experiment. It's not dangerous, but it's important to think about trials like that because not everything goes by the general rules. So the patient came in. His monitor had 170. Mine had 145. So the experiment I did is then I repeated the measurement where I had him measure the pressure in one arm while simultaneously I measured it in the other arm with my auditory, with the cuff where you listen to it. And again, what I neglected to mention is when I check it in the office, I use the auditory where you're listening to the blood pressure, as opposed to using an electronic gadget to measure it without my listening. That's a central point of this. I used the traditional one where you listen and you hear the beats. And when I did it at the same time, he got 170, and on mine, I got 170. The same monitor where 2 minutes before, I got 145. So put this on hold and try to think of the explanation. But the explanation that I came up with is that their monitor is accurate because they're getting the same reading when I do it simultaneously as I'm getting. But their machine is causing the pressure to be higher. So their pressure is lower when they're not measuring it with their monitor. It goes up when they monitor it. Why? Because those monitors, they pump up very slowly and they pump up much higher. So for example, if you have a high pressure, they're going to pump it up. Automatically, it'll pump up to way above that, 180, 190, 210, very slowly, and then slowly come down. And the problem with that is the whole time your arm is being squeezed. Number one, that can be painful and that can raise pressure, just the reaction to the pain of being squeezed, slowly going up and slowly coming down. Whereas when we listen to it, we put it right up to where we want it to be and then bring it down and then get it done faster. The second possibility is that the extra time that the arm is squeezed, the arm is not getting enough blood. And I wonder if there is an autonomic reaction to the body of the arm not getting blood flow that stimulates the blood pressure to go up. So it could be either or both of those explanations. But regardless, the bottom line is the pressure is elevated in the moment. So the automated monitor is accurate, but it's causing a high blood pressure. And the consequences of this are considerable. Number one, I think any doctor who checks it versus the auditory by listening will conclude that the home monitor, the automated monitor, is inaccurate, it's overreading. Replace it with a new one. The reality is, getting a new one won't change anything. It'll have the same problem. The second thing is, this is getting dangerous because the ausculted measurement using the stethoscope and listening, the cuff used for that is becoming less and less available. It uses a mercury column to measure the blood pressure. Is there a risk if mercury spills out? Yes, but it's rare that it would spill out. And with all the automated monitors being produced, you will find fewer and fewer physicians even have the auscultatory measurement possible, that they don't have that cuff in their office. And in the absence of that cuff, nobody's going to know that these people are having an exaggerated reading of their blood pressure, with the consequence they'll be put on more and more medicine. Another situation where it's particularly dangerous is, let's say you're in the emergency room, and a lot of people get a high reading in the emergency room because they're frightened. They're frightened because they feel sick or they're in pain or they're worried. Understandable. Pressure's higher. And that's why, in most emergency rooms, if the blood pressure is 180, nobody gets excited. Yes, it's high, but it's probably going to be lower as soon as you leave the emergency room. They don't treat it like an emergency. But what if your pressure is 180 and they're measuring it with the automated monitor and it's giving you a reading of 210, 220? Because of the length of time and squeezing that it does. That is dangerous because when in the emergency room they see a pressure of 220, they're more likely to treat it as an emergency, give you intravenous medication, which can lower it fast, may or may not be necessary, and are also more likely to admit you to the hospital, possibly to the intensive care unit, to treat this as a hypertensive emergency. And what I'm saying is that this is not in the literature, but what percentage of patients who have a blood pressure of 220 in the emergency room might really have a 180, which is not an emergency, as opposed to 220, and end up unnecessarily hospitalized and often unnecessarily admitted to the intensive care unit. I think this is a widespread problem, doesn't exist in the literature. Right now, the only solution is to use the auscultatory measurement with the cuff and listening to it to see if it is the same as the automated. The danger is that there are fewer and fewer of those available, even in hospitals, and attention must be brought to the need for the manual measurement of blood pressure to avoid this overstatement of emergency. And it's interesting, I did one other experiment in looking at this. I took my cuff where I listened to the pressure and I measured it again on the automated. The pressure had 170, I had 145. I measured it by itself with the manual cuff, but I did it slower. I did it at the rate of inflation and rate of deflation that's slower and about the same as the longer time that's used with the automated cuff. So, with listening to the reading with the manual cuff, but giving a slow inflation and then a slow deflation that corresponded to what the automated cuff does, the pressure was higher even with the manual cuff. So the main problem is the duration of time that the arm is being squeezed and squeezed, inflation and deflation. That's the problem. It takes too long. So the immediate solution is measure it with a manual cuff. If they develop automated cuffs that are faster, that would help. The other option, there are some cuffs that measure the pressure during inflation. So if your pressure is 170, instead of going up to 220 and then coming down, they measure it. And once they get above 170 and the sound stopped, they stop there. So is it possible that the automated monitors that measure the pressure during inflation might be more benign in terms of this inaccuracy? It's possible, but more data needs to be done. Again, there is nothing in the literature. The studies need to be done. But keep this in mind when you're in the emergency room. Ask if they have, if your pressure is 220, ask if they have a manual cuff, because most of the patients of mine who are in the emergency room with a patient like that, I went down to the ER with my manual cuff, and the majority had the lower pressure. It was at elevated, yes, but not 220, and didn't require admission. So this is something that needs attention. Bring it to the attention of your physicians. The pharmaceutical industry and the instrumental industry, it's not in their interest to pursue this, but it needs to be pursued. And discuss it with your doctor. Keep it in mind. Thank you for your attention. And again, please bring these podcasts and Beyond Conventional Medical Wisdom podcast to the attention of your friends and relatives, because the information, I take pride in the fact that it is relevant, important, and not widely known. And let's get the word out. Thank you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.